Every year, kids in Maine schools have to take all kinds of standardized tests, from the MEA to the SAT. Students who are still in the process of learning English take a test called the Access for ELL, which stands for English Language Learner. It gauges language proficiency in subjects like science and math. Maine's standard for the test has been the highest standard in the country. But as Robbie Feinberg reports, some teachers say it's hurting students emotionally and academically.
In Portland, there's one day each school year that many students say they dread. It's the day when certain kids are called down to take the Access for ELL test.
And at my school, they call you on the intercom, so like the whole school knows. So you're excused that way. And it's almost like they're outing you, almost.
This student from Deering High School, who didn't want her name used, says there's a stigma attached to being labeled an English language learner. It's worse for those in honors and AP classes.
It's almost like you're the anomaly just because you're in like an advanced placement class or whatever you are in. So you get the look and it's like, why are you here?
And then that's where the feeling different comes in. And for teenagers, that's huge.
Grace Valenzuela is the director of the Multilingual and Multicultural Center at Portland Public Schools. She's among those who feel that the standard that Maine has set for students to no longer be classified as an English language learner is too high. For years, Maine has required students to get a 6.0 on the Access test to exit ELL services, higher than any other state. Valenzuela has long felt this needs to be lowered. She says in her district, grades and SAT scores are nearly identical for students who score a 5.0 on the test as those who score a 6. She says that means that many proficient students are still being labeled as English language learners, which hurts their confidence and eventually even their grades in class.
Is it bad to exit a 6? No, because we want the highest standards for all students. However, if the high standards diminishes your self-concept, then I think that we're hurting the kids more than we're helping them.
But Nancy Mullins, the state's director of English language acquisition and bilingual programs, says Maine needs rigorous standards in order to ensure that students who are learning English get enough support. Mullins says that the State Department of Education has recently taken a hard look at statewide access test scores to ensure that the students who exit English language services can perform at the same level academically as native English speakers. That's made her confident in Maine's relatively high standard.
It isn't always anecdotal, and I can't always just run on like what my gut feels, and so it is a data-driven decision that we have.
However, new changes to the access test this year have prompted the department to take action. Recently, the WIDA Consortium, which creates the access test, increased the rigor of the test to align with tougher federal standards. After looking at early results, the department says it became obvious that very few students could reach that new, even harder 6.0 standard. So last week, the state announced that it would be lowering the exit score to a 5.0, which it says is about equivalent to a 6.0 score using the old standards. But educators say that number needs to be lowered even further. Grace Valenzuela with Portland Public Schools says she wants it brought down to a 4.5. And according to the WIDA Consortium, that's the standard that most states are setting their exit criteria at this year. In both Portland and Lewiston, officials say all of these changes mean that fewer students will likely be exiting ELL services this year. Hillary Barber, the ELL coordinator for the Lewiston School Department, also worries about the distrust that's formed in her district. She says it happens often when families see their child get high grades and take AP classes, but continue to be designated as an English language learner. She's concerned that the more rigorous standards and lower scores may make parents question the value of the access test.
This test isn't valid, or this test is too hard. We can't go by those recommendations.
Robert Lynn Quanti with the nonprofit research firm WestEd says Maine isn't alone in dealing with these questions. He says federal requirements under the new Every Student Succeeds Act are forcing many states to look at their own standards and ensure that they're providing the right services for non-native English speakers. The Maine Department of Education says it will keep looking at data to make sure it's doing what's best for students. And DOE consultant April Perkins is currently touring the state and holding forums to listen to students, parents, and teachers about how schools can improve education for students learning English.
We need to be looking at data. We need to do this from a very reasoned point of view. But we also need to think about the emotional and psychological effects of the policies and how those play out in reality.
Perkins says that means the state won't just be looking at test scores, but also at how to reduce the stigma around English language learners that still exists in schools across Maine. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.